WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, in some counties in South Jersey, the time it is taking COVID-19 cases to double is shortening, not lengthening, as had been an encouraging trend. That is among the down notes of Governor Murphy's daily briefing, where he reported 253 more deaths from the coronavirus and more than 3,000 positive cases, pushing us over 100,000 positives total. Some relief for renters in New Jersey struggling to pay their bills due to COVID-19. The governor is signing an executive order that will allow renters to direct their landlords to use their security deposits to pay their rents.
Remember now, this is money that had been paid up front to secure a lease. And during this emergency, renters should have the ability to tap this deposit to help them secure their place in their home.
In addition, the state now has an online frequently asked questions section as a point of reference for both tenants and landlords. That can be found at covid19.nj.gov/renter. President Trump says it was an attempt at sarcasm. His suggestion yesterday that people might be able to ingest or inject disinfectant to fight the coronavirus. It became, absolutely no pun intended, a viral moment in Trump's daily remarks. He has said, and this is a quote, "The virus does a tremendous number on the lungs, so it would be interesting to check." But again, he says that was sarcasm. New York State's daily death total falls to its lowest number in weeks, still 422, which is more than any single day in New Jersey. But that is the fewest since March 31st, when there was a total of 391. New Jersey's high was 376 on Tuesday. Total hospitalizations continue to fall in both New York and New Jersey. Unauthorized immigrants are being battered by the coronavirus, just like legal residents, but can't fall back on unemployment benefits or stimulus payments because they are not eligible, says Sarah Cullinane of Make the Road New Jersey. A new report suggests that the state create a fund providing them $600 a week in financial support, which she says would improve public health and safety in general.
If the state wants to take social distancing, if the state wants to take flattening the curve seriously, everyone has to have the same opportunity to be able to stay home, to get health care, and to work in safe conditions.
The report also recommends that the federal government issue $2,000 monthly stimulus payments to all taxpayers, including those who lack a Social Security number, and cover COVID-19 testing and treatment through Medicaid for everyone, regardless of immigration status. The FDA is warning doctors against prescribing a malaria drug that has been promoted by President Trump, but the feds are making an exception for hospitals and research studies. Hydroxychloroquine has been linked to reports of side effects in the heart, some fatal. The drug is also prescribed for lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. When will skies clear over New Jersey? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Have something.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Clearing skies in the forecast tonight as we finally dry out. Low temperatures on the chilly side around 40 degrees tomorrow morning. And tomorrow is looking pretty good. Dry during the day at least. Sun in the morning, building clouds through the afternoon, and high temperatures mainly in the lower to mid 60s. It will be notably cooler along the coast tomorrow, stuck in the 50s. Now here comes our next storm system with showers tomorrow night, and the first half of Sunday looks pretty wet with periods of rain likely, then scattered showers with a brisk wind Sunday afternoon. Highs range from the 50s across most of New Jersey. South Jersey bubbles up into the 60s on Sunday. Monday, showery, cloudy, breezy and cool. Highs in the 50s for everyone. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Princeton. Service department is still open with 27 service bays ready for your Mercedes-Benz. You can still shop and order your new or used Mercedes-Benz on their website at mbprinceton.com. Mercedes-Benz of Princeton, family-owned and operated for over 35 years, now DealerRater.com's Dealer of the Year. Jersey City, 49 degrees. Mullica Hill, 49. Brick, 48. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.